basically the two Goliaths, if you will, in this game. You could say that it's Belichick and Marty Schottenheimer, but within that framework, it's can Belichick make sure that Philip Rivers is the guy that has to win the game for San Diego?
No, there's no doubt about that. You've got to take away your opponent's strengths. You've got to make sure that their number one guy is shut down. You let the rookie quarterback, and Merrill's, right, the guy's played on and off. He did beat Pittsburgh, and he had a clutch throw. But here's the thing. This is the playoffs. This is the second round of the playoffs, and you're playing an established team like the New England Patriots, who are known for defensive schemes. In my opinion, they're going to shut down as many touches as possible, LT, and force the rookie quarterback. Yes, he's been in the league more than 1 year, but still, he's a rookie in the playoffs. Force him to throw the ball.
And just the fact that Tom Brady is playing at such a high level, I just think it's going to be a very, very difficult game. What would be your advice to Marty Schottenheimer to get his team focused on simply doing the things that they've been doing all season long and not worrying about the psychological underdog status of the other team, all those other things they can't control?
Take care of your assignments. You're blocking, you're running. Whatever you have to do, you have to run your routes. You have to see your reads and execute. That's just in practice. That's getting down to what you have to do to execute your offense and your game plan. Plus, in my opinion, Marty hasn't won the big Super Bowl game. He hasn't been to the big game. So I think he needs to go out there and loosen it up a little bit. Why not open it up with a big bomb just to loosen up the defense a little bit early on? Then give LT some running lanes. I think you can't be predictable against Belichick, or you're going to lose.